Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I'm Courtney, your taco-loving, powerlifting, sun-soaking host, serving you bite-sized audio bits of all things nutrition, training, mindset, and some real and definitely relatable life experiences without the Instagram filters. Let's dig into today's episode. Hey, strong friends. This is episode number 61 of the Courtney for Life podcast, Red Flags with Coaching. We need to talk about the red flags with coaching, and that is what I'm here for today. It honestly makes me nauseous hearing past coaching experiences that some of my clients and honestly just random Instagram friends have been through. Now, this was originally triggered from a new client application form, which turned into a very in-depth Instagram stories rant and then a post. So this is like the full-length extended director's cut edition. So when I talked about this on Instagram, I honestly didn't even have a second thought like, oh my God, what if my clients don't agree with this? Or what if I've shown some of these flags? I did not have a second thought about any of that because I know what I'm doing is right. Most of us hire coaches to help us improve our understanding and relationship with food, work on fitness goals, and to create a healthy and sustainable lifestyle balance. And if you're nodding your head in agreement, then you need to keep listening. The role of a lifestyle-based coach, which is, I'd say, most coaches, to be completely honest, in this industry right now, the role of a lifestyle-based coach should be to give you tools for sustainable success. If you aren't feeling confident with your mindset, your progress, or with the support your coach is providing you, or lack of, then you need to take action. You can and should demand better. If it doesn't feel right in your gut, then chances are it isn't. And that's a red flag. Your goal is to improve your lifestyle, and you hire a coach to help make this happen. The coach knows more than you, and you are literally trusting them with your life in order to take you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, I understand that everyone coaches a little bit differently, and I completely respect that. There are some exceptions always, but for most people, like 98% of those who are looking to improve their lifestyle, then there are some red flags that I want to talk about and that you need to take action on. This is your responsibility to speak up and demand better for yourself. I got so many DMs, and literally I'm not making that up, I got so many direct messages on Instagram with horror stories and responses from so many people when I had this rant. And I want to go through some of the common and honestly really shocking ones. Maybe you've heard some of these before, and if so, then know that these are red flags to watch out for next time. Now, I have 16 of them, so bear with me if you need to pause this and take notes or something to write everything down to make sure you know what I'm going through and what I'm talking about. Please go do that and then play. So 16 of them. Prescribing piles of supplements or pushing supplements by the company they're sponsored by. Prescribing macros without asking what you're currently eating or your goals. Saying, trust the process, or it's just how we do things, without giving like a clear explanation. And also saying to work through the pain and that discomfort is okay. Being told to lift weights that are beyond your physical abilities. Excessive cardio that has no alignment with your actual goals. Following the same meal plan regardless of your changing goals or the same protocols. And I get that a lot of coaches coach with the same approach like me with flexible dieting, but it's not okay to force it upon someone. Having no contact at all or having to ask your coach for program updates. Cutting out entire food groups in order to get results. When all the clients are on the same plan. Focusing on the aesthetics for happiness and success, like saying, lose weight and finally feel like yourself. Telling you that weight loss is only about calories in versus calories out. Having like 3-hour long workouts. And honestly, there's no reason any lifestyle coach should be over like 90 minutes at absolute max, honestly. Setting a timeline like you'll achieve results in 16 weeks or doing like short-term challenges. I've never been a fan of those and I just don't get it. And now I want to highlight the two biggest, most common or most like alarming flags. No explanation of why with macros, training, anything that your coach tells you to do, or when they actually shame your body And that last one, like, that triggered me so hard when the coach, apparently the coach was actually shaming the person for their body. So not okay. I don't care if you're skinny, if you're overweight, whatever the case is. And like I said earlier, if it doesn't feel right in your gut, chances are that it isn't. But I also get that you don't know better, and that's why you're seeking support and guidance from a coach. Of course, hindsight is 20/20, but that's what I'm here for right now, to help you see the flags and to be better for this. You should be learning along the way. You should be encouraged and supported more than via like one weekly no changes email. You should be supported with your wins, no matter how big or small they are. You should be improving your relationship with food. You should be following protocols that are best for you, not just what the coach wants or likes. You should be working out for your goals and doing it because you enjoy it. You should be continually improving your mindset and your lifestyle. And if you aren't getting that from your current coach, then it's your job to speak up, ask good questions, and get clear on answers, or honestly cut the relationship because you know you deserve better. As much as I hope you don't actually see any of these flags in coaching, they do honestly exist. And that's in the industry. That's in any industry, to be honest. And what I want to do in my life, in my time here, is to leave the world a little bit better than how I know it is now. And I hope this information, today's podcast, but also all of my past episodes, and everything that I share with you on social media, I hope that it helps you in some way. That is honestly all that I want. If you did find that this episode or any other episode helped you, please tell me. Share a screenshot on Instagram and tag me. Leave me a rating and review if you haven't done that. And honestly, if you want to chat more, send me an email or a DM. You know where to find me. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you loved this episode, please show it by leaving a 5-taco rating and a quick little review so that I know which topics you're benefiting from. Make sure you're subscribed on here, part of my free email newsletters, and following me on Instagram at Courtney for Life with an underscore. Until next time.